Like, no man is going to make any woman secure.
Or happy.
Yeah. Like, once she found her process for making herself secure and happy, it's like, okay, go ahead and cheat if you want. I'll be fine. Which is how everybody should be.
You mean, like, you didn't put me in bad situations and did me dirty just lying to my ass? Like,
yeah.
Once you're done, you're done. Like, it's quiet for you.
What is too much? What is too much for a friend to take as far as...
It's not even about taking. It's like you just realize, like, oh, y'all ain't really friends. He's just using you. Like, or he's just like, he's just getting out on you and he just wants your, you know what I mean, your energy.
I get that, but how much is a friend allowed to do before you can cut a friend off?
It's like, when should you cut a friend off?
Like, when is it okay? Well, first off, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard because, like, when you become close enough, you consider each other brothers. You know what I mean? So it's like...
Brothers with the ER or an A?
An ER.
Oh.
You just said nigga.
Right. But, like, when do you get to a point where it's like, okay, enough's enough? Me personally, I could never cut off my brother. Ever. Like, I mean, he'd have to do something to my wife or to my kids.
Yeah, but I mean, it all depends when you're like, when you've had enough, you just be like, all right, man, like, because it's not even like, when you've had enough, it's not even like, we got beef with that person now. You know what I mean? Like, that's some young boy shit. Like, oh, I'm gonna go roll down on him, you know what I'm saying? Once it gets to a point where it's just like, they could be right here. I'm just not gonna have no words for you. Like, they do it all the time with, like, you know, certain people, and there's only like a, you know, maybe 2-3 people I cannot even meet you anywhere with because you've already just violated everything where it's like, it's quiet for you. I don't want you near me. I don't want your conversation. Like, fuck off.
Me, it's a rarity for me to be able to cut you off because I meet everything head on. You know what I'm saying? If I care about you and I feel any type of awkwardness, we have to have some type of conversation. There's no way that I can just cut off somebody that I've created such a rapport with and just let the whole situation that we've had forever just go.
Yeah, but
you got to tell me why you're mad at me, or I got to tell you why, you know what I mean? And see if we can fix it. And then if there's no resolution at all, we can't come up with any type of agreement, then...
Well, that's the thing.
Gotta go.
You can, like, everything could be repaired and fixed. Like, there's no animosity on my end, like, to, like, certain people anymore. But it's just, like, you were given this opportunity. And I see how you move. Like, some people just use people just for their time or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just whatever they want to do. And it don't even have to be about money. Don't even have to be about no chicks. It's just, like... I gave you opportunity after opportunity to make this right. And I saw that I'd have to press you or I'd have to come out of my character just for you to act like a friend. You're not a friend. I'm out.
I don't think you can really consider that person like a true like brother though.
Yeah, that's when you have to psychologically, like, you realize like, okay,
he's not.
I've been treating him like a friend, but they've never been a friend of me. Like, okay. Somebody just cussed me out the other day because we used to be tight, and you know, we'd go out, whatever, we'd drink, and we was cool, like best friends at one time, just like whatever they was doing, I was doing. I kind of moved, you know, time moves on, whatever. I wasn't thinking about it. I hit him the other day, like, man, I miss you. Like, what's up? And they were just like, oh, on their end, I didn't know they was mad at me. Because in my mind, I didn't do anything to him. Mm-hmm. You didn't lose nothing behind me. They lost my friendship. That's what they felt like. They was like, yo, like, they reminded me, like, I used to check on you. Like, when's the last time you checked on me? So sometimes you don't even know you're being that guy.
Right.
And that's what put me kind of like in that mindset where I was like, damn. But it takes a lot of energy. You know what I mean? To do that.
I think I'm a terrible friend.
I think it takes a lot of energy to just be friends.
It does, but at the same time,
period. You have to literally go out of your way, your free time, just to let people know that you're
free time.
You're available.
Your family time.
Yeah, your family time. Just let people know that you're like, you can be available at certain moments.
Yeah, some people just cut that shit out. Like, listen, as long as you ain't got no real problems, let it go. You mean like if you link, you link. If you don't, you don't.
I don't like that.
See,
you believe in effort.
I believe in effort. See, I believe in effort on like,
that's something I got to do better at. I also got to do better at accepting friendship. I just realized recently, like, yo, I got people that I call brothers. Like, I consider all y'all my brothers.
Right.
But, like, I've never really opened up, shared information like a friend should.
What is this? Mer does everything. Like, Mer, to me, you're always handing it out.
Yeah, but I don't know how to take. You feel what I'm saying? I'm the guy who will give. But, like, think about you. And you were the one that made me realize it. It was about maybe 2 months ago. You was like, yeah, I don't really even know Mer. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Because I don't really bear what's going on. I'm not always vulnerable. It's always, yo, this is what I'm working on. This is working hard. Blah, 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 blah. Perfect. Versus, yo, man, this is what the fuck I'm dealing with. I don't ever put anything on anybody thinking like, I don't want to bother you. So then I don't really have nobody to turn to because I don't bother anybody. Right. That's where I feel like I'm a terrible friend. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess.
Because I just never have. I've never been like, yo, man, Joe, man, I'm going through some shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Maybe because I got music. You know what I mean? I'll vent through the music and then figure it out. I feel like that's the only way my friends know who I am. If you've listened to my music, you know who I am. And that's it.
I think, like, it comes with being comfortable when people get complacent. And, like, we're not complacent, but just not willing to put in effort to reach out to their friends. You get comfortable in that home life. And it usually happens when people get relationships.
Yeah.
You get a little they get comfortable at home. And it's just like, you know, I enjoy being at home with my wife, my kids, to where they don't even want to reach out and try anything else differently. I'm saying, I feel like you lose a sense of yourself when you don't reach out to your friends that you're around all the time.
You do.
But your friends change. Your circumstances change.
I agree. Circumstances change, but your friends are who you naturally are. You are naturally comfortable around them. I'm not saying you're not like that with your wife or anything like that, but you also need to be able to tap into those people that bring a little bit out of you differently than what your wife brings out of you, what your kids bring out of you.
Yeah.
I think it just drives people insane and they just become a drone and they're just the same person over and over and over again. You need that release every once in a while.
Right. Like people dive into like, they're like, leave your old friends behind. Now your friends are at work because that's where you spend the majority of your time, or like maybe church or whatever it is. Like, I don't even know Murder's kids for real. You know what I mean? Like, you could bring them in right now. I could be like, I'm assuming
they're. Oh, you would know.
But you a married man. Like you shouldn't be giving time to me. Like, if you come around me too much, I'm like, hey, Mer, get away from me.
I'm not saying too much. And I'm not even saying like, I'm not even saying nighttime. I'm talking about just regular, even if it comes with some situation like going to a game or something like that. Let's go to Beaver Falls High School football game. Just putting yourself present.
I'm not showing up.
I think you should. I think that that's effort. And you, what makes me mad about him, you as well.
Both Seths, huh?
I'm going to go ahead and say not just y'all. I'm going to say like damn near all of my friends are not willing to do things that they don't like to do.
Yeah, I'm done.
Bothers me to my core. Like, just because you don't like doing it, you should be able to appreciate. If I ask you to come somewhere, you should be able to dive in it because Ty thinks that Murd would like it, or Ty thinks that Seth would like it. That's why I'm like, just give it a try. Don't think it. Like, say if I ask you to come golfing, mm-hmm. You don't golf. I want you to.
I come.
I'm not talking about just you, but I'm just, you know, just in general.
Somebody in general. Like me right down the road from the Blackhawk Golf Course with clubs in the garage.
Yeah, if I invite you golfing, knowing that you don't golf, I don't want you to think about it like, oh, I don't golf. No, I don't want to go. I'm not going. You should think like, Ty wants me to be a part of something. That's my bro. He wants me to experience something that obviously I don't understand. That's how I am. Like, say if you ask me to go to some art festival, I don't really know anything about art, but I'm going to go because you asked me. That's an uncomfortable situation for me. I don't know nothing about it. You asked me to go to a studio or something like that. I don't know nothing about it, but I'm going to put myself in that environment just because my brother is letting me know, oh, this might be something that like I can grab. I'm not like him, but there's probably a piece of it that right, like he thinks that Ty would be able to tap into.
You tap into a bitch or something like that up there. You know what I mean? Or whatever.
Anything. But I think that's what
it is. Just doing something different together.
Doing something different together.
See, that energy don't hurt. I'm not with... That's just... I don't know. That's just where I'm at right now because things ain't sweet. But like, I'm just like... I mean, I've been like that for a while though. You know what I mean? Like,
cause I remember there was times when we go in the city. I'm like, why don't Joe want to go?
Never again.
Yeah, like... But that's what I'm saying. Like, you should want a cigar bar. He doesn't smoke cigars.
Well, I mean, I don't mind to smell them, but it's just like, I've never gotten into it.
Like, he should be able to tap into that one time. Like, you know what? Let me just go up there and check it out. You know what I'm saying? I like hanging out with you, Ty. So, like, let's go up here and just see what this other experience. Like, you like the cigar bar a lot. I'm not a cigar guy. Let me just go into the cigar bar and see what kind of experience I can have out of this because you want me to go so bad.
And waste my time and money.
I think I'm afraid of, like, rejection. Like, I feel like I have all these events all the time. But I'm like, I'm not.
You be having events?
Yeah, like,
all the time.
I put on a whole Art Madness week. We had a showing. We had all a whole bunch of stuff. Stuff down Linkin Park, Aliquippa, all this other stuff. But, like, I was
there for the Midland performance back in the day. I do remember that. And that old black lady checked you. I do remember that.
That's hilarious. But, like, I'll be like, yeah, this really ain't tied, so I'm not even going to ask. Even though it's mine. And in a perfect world, you want your family, friends to be there just to support.
Right.
Not me. I feel like ever since my mom ain't show up for senior night in midgets, I don't invite people to shit.
Because you don't want to get let down?
I won't even invite. I don't even let niggas know when I drop music or drop anything. I'm like, if you find it,
you find it. You brought up music. I was like, what music?
I'm not pressing anybody.
I think there's a limit on everything. So, like, now when I go to the city, I don't invite him out no more because he's told me no so many times.
Yeah.
So, after I've heard it a bunch of times, then it's like, okay, Job is just never going to come. I don't think you should initially just don't invite.
Too quick.
Yeah, I know I have a problem. Nettie's the one that pointed out. She's like, yo, you ain't tell me you had these events?
Right.
I said, I don't want to bother you. She said, you made that decision for me? And then her old therapeutic ass, she was like, I think that you don't want to tell people and then them tell you no. And then you got your little feelings hurt. That they didn't show up.
Well, fun fact.
And I said,
I'm a master at saying no. At least somebody tells you no, like, I'm not doing it. And I'm okay with that, you know what I mean? But most people don't accept it. Then it's like, oh, he said no. He got a problem with me. It's nothing personal. I just know.
That shit pisses me off.
What?
Yeah, because Ty wants everybody to pile on and get in.
No. When people tell me no, like when I'm asking you to come, if you're not doing anything, I'm just like, why would you not come? This is going to be a fun experience for us to have together. Like, why would you not come?
And it really might, but it's like that original anxiety of just getting ready to walk out the door. I don't even want to deal with that. Like, I don't even want to put myself, because like, oh man, I'm going to probably dress up and go drive up here. Like, Fee just asked me to go to the moon game for the kids, you know what I mean? Watch the sun. Like, I'm not driving the moon. He was like, well, ride with somebody. Then I'm like, get ready. Then I'm about to go over there, meet them. Then we're going to drive all the way up. We're going to drive all the way back.
Process.
But I'm like, yeah, but see, I just like, and then that makes me start feeling like a type of way.
That's crazy. So I just, man. I'm blessed. So I
just, like, what type of way?
I don't know, man. It's just, I just.
Anxious, maybe?
I just pull out, like, nope. So I don't even give it the time or the energy because I'm like, if he was down here and I ended up there, then yeah, I'm going to control my time. I'm going to be in control of the process.
It's almost like you've put things into it. If this is going to drive me to that, whatever that feeling is, I'm staying away from it. Okay. You know what I mean? And you already know those things. So you're going
to
say
and no. And then on top of that, he wants to do his own thing so much that he doesn't let himself open up to the things that he does do. Like, even when he goes and does these certain kind of things, he could be having a good time, but all he's doing is thinking about being comfortable in his own spot.
Yeah.
He can be
in my own cocoon.
He can be at a wedding having a good time, having a blast at the wedding, but in his head, all he's thinking about is, I gotta get back. So he's not even letting himself enjoy
safe place.
The moment. He's thinking about, let me get back to where I'm comfortable at, where I can have a real good fun time, rather than be all the way in Ohio partying all night and staying in a hotel room. You know what I mean? Like,
he's just specifically talking about the wedding. And I'm not talking about that at all.
But I
do that often. Like, things like that.
You do it all the time. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I wasn't even talking about that situation. But
I feel like Coke would be good for you. or to sniff a Zanny. Maybe not Adderall.
A Zanny. I'll pass out.
Adderall might make it worse.
You think weed? I think weed. I think weed would just mellow him out and just be like, all right, but you know, Job on weed, he's like, it's not character Job, it's just regular Job.
Character Job. See, everybody wants Job to be a caricature.
You know? No, I don't. I like regular Job. I don't like character Job.
I mean,
is tonight regular Job?
Tonight's regular Job.
Yeah. Relatively, yeah. Wow.
Like regular Job.
I always try to see if I can spot regular Job or not.
Oh, yeah. Regular Job goes from here to turned up Job to if I take an edible and I'm like this and you talking, I'm like. Oh.
So before we end the conversation, so this is basically about being a better friend.
Yes.
So how,
or not, and it being okay with people. Like, you don't have to be a better friend.
I could write a book about
this. We're already friends.
I could write a book about this because I feel like I'm everybody's best friend.
That's your problem.
Or close to it.
That's what's most annoying about you.
I feel like I'm deprived. Like, I feel like my mental health is, like, suffering because I'm missing a piece because I'm going so hard career-wise, family-wise, but the friendship and the whole family is missing.
I agree.
I'm, like, deprived, and I can feel it.
So you're just a guy with a family.
Well, what do you think you can do to change that? Because I think it's very simple. I think it's just planning. the effort.
Always been terrible at planning vacations, planning events.
So do you plan your media stuff?
Yes.
Like, write down everything is documented, how you're going to move through the course of the week.
Mm-hmm. Even months. All
well, then that's years. Exactly what you got to do then. Right, just
thing. And I've started to with family because this really went from career to, yo, I need to engage more with my family. So now I'm like, all right, with museums and vacations we can go on. But I need to do more with the bros, with the over, the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
extended family. Because I could just feel like, yo, it's missing. I'd be that emptiness on like Sunday, random Sunday. Just football, it's like, nigga, you lonely. You know what I'm saying? Like, what
the and fuck it don't, is you I doing? Mean, like, listen.
You argue more with your girl.
I agree.
Y'all both round each other all goddamn time. If you don't ever give a chance to miss each other,
then you gotta tap into the bros and have them come to something that you can like that you can fit into your regular life. Like you said, like you don't invite people to your things, have them come out and mess with you out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I mean, I know you're not really a bar goer, so if that's not something that really
right, but that's what I was just thinking that like we can just be will. Here. We ain't gotta yeah, be
the
bar.
I would hate to come to the bar.
Right, right. If you wanted to just parlay here, watch the game.
Yeah,
we can kick it on that.
Get a couple hours in.
I've been trying to get him on that type of time, but he just like nah.
Let him bar.
Let him. I'm like
no judgment.
It's called a dependency.
No. It's not a dependency because
it seems like I'll have all atmosphere.
The I'll have the drinks here. There will be nobody down the bar. It'll be me and here. It'll be me and him talking here, or me and him talking down the bar. We have a plethora of drinks here. We have a plethora of drinks here.
Do you feel
here.
Like there's something therapeutic about being at the bar by yourself, though?
No.
Anytime that I used to go you could
be
to the best. Bar,
you could be the scumbag you want to be and be in the shadows. Like, I just feel like I'm cool here.
I feel like I get to think and ignore everything and everybody. When I used to go to the bar just to chill and chop it up.
You get the ice.
I never back to your point, but.
Yeah, I never go to the bar by myself.
See, I love going there by myself.
I could never. Every single time that I ever walk into the bar is to see if Job is in there. If Job's not in there, I walk out. There's no, I'm not even getting a drink to like not look weird. I walked in, Job's not here. All right, y'all, because I'll see friends in there, but if they ain't my dogs, I'm not trying to fake a conversation with them. He'll have a conversation with randos all night long.
Oh, man, yeah, don't get me spiced up. I'll have a best friend. Then I'll see him like the next weekend, and I'll see them see me, and I'll be like, nah.
He'll go to the bar and have
like,
terrible.
Nah, I don't remember you for real.
We'll have terrible you. Conversations.
Have the most packed.
Yeah, I go in there to argue.
Yeah, but they ain't gonna bring nothing. Nah, I'm telling you, when you die, bro, the amount of free drinks I'm gonna get is gonna be.
I know
crazy.
That was your man's.
Yeah, yeah, they gonna be like, yo, Ty, man, how you feel? I'm gonna just be like, yeah, man, I'm gonna learn how to fake cry.
That's another thing.
You know, what pisses me off about you, Ty? You'll be like, bro, we about to go golfing in 2 hours. You trying to come? I'm like, God damn, bro. Like, I need, yo, it's Friday or Saturday. Yeah. Yo, tomorrow we going golfing. You know what I'm saying? I need to plan things out.
No. It's hard for me, you know, having the kids and everything like that. It's just like, the times where I'm free like that, it happens immediately.
So you didn't know you was going to be free.
Exactly. So like, say like on a Sunday fun day when we all out and we all decide to go drink. A Sunday fun day for me is me thinking I'm supposed to have Carter and I don't have Carter.
And be like, oh, I got
time.
And
I'm like, hold up, wait, what?
I got time right now.
Wait, you said you wanted to stay at your mom's crib? Wait, you and your mom are going where? Also, I'm not picking you up right now.
I ain't even got to be on call.
Oh, it's up. It's up. And then that's what I'm like, oh, I'm hitting all my old coaches up, all my friends. That's when I hit Mob up. I'm just like, yo, everybody, I got to call every single person right now because I don't get no free time.
Mob
like this.
Might be the perfect example of what we're talking about and like what I'm talking about. I ain't seen Mob in God knows how long.
I seen him today for the first time.
But I know why, and I respect why. But I know I love that dude, and I know he got love for me.
I don't think it's okay.
I don't be looking for him, like somebody like him, to reach out to be like, "Hey, man, I'm being a bad friend." I'm like, "Man, listen, you got your kids, got your old lady, you got your job, you doing what you need to do. If I need to reach out to you, I'm gonna reach out to you, I'll figure out your schedule and your time."
I don't think it's okay.
I think it's fine.
I don't think it's okay to remove yourself from your friends.
How do you just know he's got time?
I understand everyone has time. I don't care what nobody says. Everyone has time.
He been on IG. They'll make time if they really cared.
For you to not have time, you would have to work all day.
Yeah, sounds about
never watch TV.
Go home and raise a kid.
Yeah, like literally. There's always some time to do something.
You have to look at your wife.
Even if it's for 30 minutes, there's time to parlay. Hey, yo, I'm about to leave work. Where you at? You at the crib? Hey, yo, come outside. I'm about to sit on the porch with you for a little bit. Chop it up for a quick second. Hey, yo, I'm about to dip and go to the crib. It's that simple. Now, I understand.
Where was he at?
I understand.
Don't you feel like at every level, it's somebody's duty?
That's too much time. That's too much energy.
Like when we were in high school, when it was like the 20s, before like the age 25, I felt like it was my duty to keep things together.
Yeah.
And I did well. Don't you feel like it's your turn?
I know it is.
He's always done that, though.
I've always done. Like, if I don't do it.
Because he has that energy in the loop. And the fortitude for it.
So you've not done a good job.
That was good. That was good how that switched up. But I don't care if you have vices or not. I mean, first off, I do care if you have vices. If you have vices and you have to get away from your vices, that is perfectly fine. I get that. But tap into other things to make your friends still be around you. You don't have to. If the bar is one of your vices, then that means we just don't go to the bar. That doesn't mean we can't do something else. I know Cam likes to shoot guns. Let's go to the range. Let's pop off at the range for an hour and go home.
I don't know if you want to put your finger on something like that.
You can do other things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want people to think that I go to the bar. That means like that's where I want to hang out with you at. We can go other places. We can do other things. It doesn't have to be there. It can be anywhere else. You can come over to my crib.
But it's convenient, and you know you're going to have a decent time.
I think the bar is. I think the bar is familiar. Yeah, I think the bar is very
especially during when sports is on.
Exactly, sports is on.
This takes low energy, a little bit of money, and we all right here.
I agree. I agree with you. But if you can't do that. If drinking is a problem for you, let's go do other things that don't involve drinking. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. Let's go to a high school football game.
So basically put in effort.
You have to put in effort.
To keep your friendships together.
Or they die.
Or
they die. And then when they die, you stop caring and it's hard to ever get that care back.
Because you're never going to live in that time again. It's already gone. It's fine.
Once you get rid of that
care. It's fine.
I didn't lose the care, but like the other day after I'm watching Wiz. Great defense, you know what I mean? I wanted to be like, yo, so how's life, all this? But like, I don't even know where to start. It was just like, yo, you did a good job.
You'll never get it back.
You know what I'm saying?
You'll never get the care back. Once you lose the care, it'll never come back.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever lose the care. You know what I mean? Because I don't think I can.
You have lost the care.
I don't think I've lost the care.
You don't think?
Just because I don't want to waste my time and spend my time with somebody else or whatever losing, I'm doing.
Explain what you mean by losing the care.
Do I care about the person or care about spending the time?
I'm talking
care
about his spending life. The time.
Oh, his no, fame? Yeah. Well, I care about the person.
Not care about the person. You care about the person. Care about the time. If you cared about the time, you'd make that time, the time effort. Once you stop caring about the time.
You shouldn't even be on my mind that much.
Not when you in, like, it depends, man. I've been in survival mode since 2014. You feel me? So, I feel like that was around the time I kind of distanced myself. I never lost the care though. You feel me? Like survival mode is a good excuse that yo, you distanced out. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'll never lose
the time and people move.
No, you think I'm saying lose time for the people. I'm talking about the time to be around each other. You've lost the care for that. If anything you have care for, you do it.
Well, he has things that he cares more for.
I want to be around. I have not lost that.
There's so many things that I want to do.
This dude took 6 hours to set this up.
If I don't do it, that means I don't care.
See, I don't feel that way.
You care about music. You care about your studio stuff. You make those certain things happen. If you don't make those certain things happen, you don't care.
So how do we add quality to what he cares about? Once, just by being a friend, I'm just one of his friends. Yeah, we've been friends for too long now.
It's not sustainable. It's not sustainable to get that back.
I feel like you only get like once one you or get two comfortable, friends you can hang out with.
Once you get comfortable at a certain point in time, it's not sustainable to like bring that type of feeling back.
No, it's over because you can never get back.
You will never in your life hang out again
and stuff. Unless go in your locker.
Events
that makes
you'll be there.
Sense.
You'll be there for events.
Okay.
You'll be there for events, but as far as like hitting like cookouts, you'll do that. But I mean, like hitting a friend up,
I feel like these all
just hang out. You won't. No. They do suffice, but I'm talking about like
have we ever done that though? I feel like it's always been an events thing.
What?
It's never been a like once high school and college was over, it was never a just come over and play Madden thing. Like when who did that? Past college,
the honeycomb hideout. What you mean, bruh?
I guess you're right.
Motherfuckers was deep up there for a quick second, but then like I said, like, we get
like,
a little older.
Like literally until we was like, what, 26, 27?
Yeah, you're right.
We was all parlayed up at the honeycomb.
But then you got to get your job. Then you got to start taking care of things.
Kitty Boy, before he moved, was coming over my house every weekend.
That's just because he's annoying.
And we'd sit there. Me, still, I'm the only one that even goes up there to go see Wiz. Like, literally, I'm the only one that even goes up there because, like, I want to see my homie. So, therefore, it's like,
he might as well live in Philadelphia.
You're in Robinson. I know you live in Robinson. Let's go up there. Let's go eat and let's go get some drink somewhere. And I'll go up there and parlay and then come to the crib. You know what I'm saying? Because
How do you do that?
I don't have that in me. I don't have that energy in me. Like,
awkward. Like, I'm fucking bothering. Like, what is your process? Like, what are you?
No, because he wants to use Wiz so he can have a good time.
So you feel like
he needs a partner
around.
It's his selfishness.
That's what he is. Shit.
I mean,
so that's why he's able to reach out.
Like, I don't.
There's probably a little bit. I just went to go see Brad last week.
I know.
I went to Brad's house last
week,
which
I want to talk about on here too.
And we sat at the crib and we chilled. We went up there. We had a good time. You know what I'm saying? And we parlayed because
I had an experience.
I want to hang out with the homie. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go up there and hang out with the homie. And I go up to Brad's house all the time. I'm the only one who goes up to Brad's crib.
Yeah, because he's out of
all the homies. I go up there because I want to hang out with Brad. So I go up there and me and him will go out. We'll go get some drinks. We'll go to a bar. We'll go have a different experience. Go see something else. We're the same way because I want to see these people. These people were huge parts of my life. Now, mind you, I do have kids, but I'm also single.
Right. So you can maneuver helps. Your schedule single. Opens up.
So it's easier. Yeah.
I guess Brad ain't.
It's easier to get. So it's easier to get to me. It's easier to get to Wiz.
Yeah, yeah. It's easier to go on these. What would you call them? What extravaganzas? What?
Or just guys night out. Have little events. Yeah, little get-togethers. Because it's like if I have one kid, I'll never see you again.
Yeah. Right. I'll just be over the crib. Same thing with Joe. Like Joe. He has a kid and then a kid on the way. For me to see Joe,
breaking news.
I know he can't come here. Joe rarely ever can he come here. So what I gotta do is when his wife is about to go to sleep, I go up there and then we go watch like Monday Night Football. Went up to his crib. No, it wasn't Monday Night Football. It was
Thursday night,
Sunday night for the Steelers game.
But that don't feel kind of weird. Like I wouldn't like. Bro, I think,
no, she's going to bed.
Yeah, but I think Brad's like one of the dopest people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be like I used to come over to your house sometimes. Whenever I was like on house arrest, I was just driving through, and I was like, "This is getting weird. She don't really fuck with me. Like, I'm getting out of here." So then I shut it down.
Wives will.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing with anybody who's got a girl.
Make it awkward.
Like I'm like, oh, you got this big fat white dude in here. Like,
women don't want nobody.
Yeah, nobody else because I don't know what he's gonna make my husband do because he's not gonna go back to. Who he once was.
I think women just like Cassie.
No, they want to know like, oh, this guy's here and you have the opportunity for fun, but that fun's not going to happen with me. So I want to shut this down. So they're just going to come in with the energy, with the beast thing out. You know what I mean? Like they just.
Well, that's a terrible character flaw.
But that's most of them.
I think most plus, women are homebody who don't really want to be introverts. Around a bunch of people. Whereas us, I can hang out with my friends every day. It's not until you get into a committed relationship where you start to back from hanging out with your homie. We'll hang out till 7 a.m. Don't even realize it's 7 a.m.
But that's the thing.
But they, I think they know that. I think there should be no problem with it. No,
they think we're out. They think we're out trying to have sex.
That's a problem.
No, 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 no.
I don't even know necessarily that.
Staying out all late. Staying out late.
It's
like, at
what do you need to be out that late for? Who's over there? It's bitches. They think it's about females.
I know. You should have heard the conversation that happened at the Honeycomb. Like people going on like, oh man, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I'll never forget the way D snapped about Danny when you said y'all was coming to my house. I said, oh, she thinks it goes down. Remember that?
Down. Jeez. Down. Like, really, like, real life down.
D-O-D. But. Talking about Coach?
No, Dan, yeah. Danielle.
Yeah. And that's one of the coolest people. Like, that's, she vibes with me the craziest.
Right, right, right. But, yeah, like, I feel like it should never be a situation with your wife if you do everything you're supposed to do at the crib.
And you come home. You got to come home. Because, I mean, I did it one
person. If you come home, you do everything you need to do at the house.
But as long as I made it home, I was cool.
That's what's most frustrating. Because it's like, what are you tripping about? It's easy. If you doing dirt, you're like, yo, chill.
What if they did that? But it's not even dirt. It's just like.
No. We'd be so ready for them to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, with your friends, go. Go. Right now. You want to have a good time? Go hang out.
Only reason I'd be upset if she came home at 7 a.m. is because I know she'd be upset. That's it.
See, I don't think so. You come up at 7 a.m., you my girl, somebody, like, the pistol's going to be around there somewhere.
Is that coming from insecurity?
Yeah, well, because I'm a jealous guy.
Okay.
Like, I'm one of those guys where, like, once I start caring,
it all depends.
It's a problem. Insecure.
It all depends on what friends you go out with.
Oh, yeah, that too, for sure, because I used to be like this.
There were certain,
I hate it when you go out with this person. You just be honest about it.
There were certain friends that my ex would go out with. And I would stay out for 3 days. 3 days. I wouldn't care. And then there was some where I'm laying in the bed like this.
This is bullshit.
Like eyes wide. Like it's 2 o'clock. What's up? Like, I don't know why you ain't home. I already know who you went out with tonight. You know what I'm saying? I know what type of time she's on. Right. So you're already going to be involved in that bull.
Because they're involved. But that's the same way they look at it. Like, if they look at me or they look at you, like, if merged with us, he's going to have the feeling of a sense of freedom of somewhat because he's like, I'm with the guys right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, you need to get home and take care of this business. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
always something. Always a text message. Like, yo.
But they always think like there's a.
See, me, I never send no text messages. Like, hey, yo, where you at? Where you going? Like.
It comes from that.
Okay, here's the thing, though.
And by the way, Cassie's way better to you. Like, it's totally different.
Yeah, oh,
she
don't
really even act that way no more.
But she has no way to act like that. You don't do nothing.
Right.
I didn't do anything in the beginning.
Right.
You did way more in the beginning.
No, you didn't.
I didn't do nothing.
You did way more in the beginning than you do now.
Are you talking about going out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But they did more together.
So I thought you were talking about messing around and...
No, I'm talking about going out with your friends, being around your boys, blah, blah, blah. You did way more, so therefore she was going to be on you more. Now you don't do anything. What the hell is she going to say? Hey, yo, you've been at Home Depot for... 45 minutes, what's
I'm
up?
I'm actually doing a lot.
You said you were just getting light bulbs.
I'm out here. I'm doing these projects with women. It's the middle of the night and traveling. I'm driving with women. And
see, that's
boom, boom,
men
like,
do cheat when they work.
Oh, she ain't even know that until just now.
No, she knows.
Don't cut it out.
She's just totally different now. I feel like she sees it different. I feel like it would be different.
You know what it is?
If I was promoting parties.
Nah, it's that ring.
What?
She feels secure. The ring and the babies.
Oh, man. She was snapping after the ring.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Not the babies either?
Well, no, that's her.
Another house?
Yeah, that's going to be something different. Like, I need...
Once she started reading...
Like, I think the sense of security...
Yeah.
The sense of security at home then makes her trip less. Nah, the more you gave her...
It's not about home.
No, when I need you, you're here.
The sense of security...
You gave her financial security on a level.
Now.
Yeah,
now.
You gave her security there. You, mental security as far as,
you stop rapping about
I basically
guns.
Created the conditions for her to be secure.
Yes.
I created the conditions, the environment.
At first, she did not have that.
But
according to her, the environment, according to her requirements, though, which is what you're supposed to do, they require this, so men adjust to this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever she wants and I want to be with her, you want married, we're getting married. You want this? We're doing this. Like, I'm going to make the necessary adjustments.
See,
and you don't even know you're doing it because it's like, and then you wake up one day and you're murdered. You're like, damn, I done lost my friends. And you know what I'm saying?
You got to.
But it's like, that's what happens. That's how life works.
I don't think
you give this up to have what you really want. Love.
You don't have to give it up though. Yeah, that's how I'm saying.
Giving it up
sounds absolutely crazy to me.
It's not. To me, that's exactly what you're supposed to do.
I think it's finding balance. I do believe
there's
I gave up a lot.
I think it's a balance.
I think that I could have balanced more. I think I didn't balance more because of her insecurities then, but I didn't make her secure. I did create the environment and I gave her the peace. But
yeah, I heard what you're saying.
Once she started reading and listening to podcasts, that's when she started taking off. I think once she started realizing, like, oh shit,
what podcast she listened to?
T.D. Jakes.
I got no clue.
That's
got
to be terrible.
She was just
be the worst time.
She was driving an hour to work, so she'd just be listening. She wasn't even listening to music. It'd be her books and shit.
She told Merd.
Yeah.
Once she started diving in to herself, that's when she began to change.
Okay.
I feel like that's the lesson right there. Like, no man is going to make any woman secure.
Or happy.
Yeah. Like, once she found her process for making herself secure and happy, it's like, okay, go ahead and cheat if you want. I'll be fine. Which is how everybody should be.
I agree.
Everybody should say, if you cheat on me,
I don't see.
If they could bag you, they could have you. I still have that mentality. I love her to death. But if they could bag her, I'm going tomorrow. It'll hurt.
And when the girls go out, let's be honest. How many times, like, if say we go out, and like even when we was young and we go to the club or
I'm
something like that,
trying to get every neck dinner.
See, that's crazy to me because like, but they're gonna get hit on by literally 20 something guys.
Right, right.
We're gonna run up into three if that's what we're trying to run into because we're gonna focus on one. If this don't work, I'm probably gonna get mad and just get drunk. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, if it works, it works. If it don't, it don't. But like, I haven't done that even in college. Like, I'm going out with intention to da 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 da.
How much time is on?